All right, let's go. Not ready to play. It was clear. It was evident.
You guys have been trending in the right direction of how you want to play. Does that kind of catch you by surprise every now and then you have a period like that?
It was really disappointing. I thought the boys were ready, but it was clearly a lot of bad habits that we've had as a team at times during the year. We just came flooding out, not only in the first, a lot of the second too. I mean, we got better in the second, but it was... It was tough to watch. You're not going to win NHL games doing what we did.
The changing of the lines and the team pairs, did you feel that woke your team up a little bit, or was it just a different sense of urgency in the
hood? I don't know. You watched the game, so I'll let you make that your own call on that.
You get 29 shots on goal in that period. You feel that your team would have more than just a couple of those situations?
Well, I mean, we did. We clearly pushed. And we own the period. We still lost the period 5-on-5, 1-0. But that's going to happen. You just got to keep pushing. You know, we ended up getting a couple back. It was probably a little unfortunate. You know, that first empty netter they scored was from distance, and but they gave it a shot, and it paid off for them. But the urgency we showed in the third, you know, had we showed that for 60 minutes, maybe this outcome's a little different.
When you make decisions to kind of move lines around, like what kind of goes into that thought process? Is it just the way you're watching things, or?
That's a long answer. But, you know, as a coach, that's your job. Put the team in the best position to win. Tried to do that, but it ended up not panning out.